Hello, this is my Lenten Diary for March the 31st, 2025. Today is Monday in the fourth week of Lent. This is a reading from Luke chapter 12, verses 54 through 56. Jesus said to the crowds, "When you see a cloud rising in the west, you immediately say, 'It is going to rain,' and so it happens. And when you see the south wind blowing, you say, 'There will be scorching heat,' and it happens. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of earth and sky, but why do you not know how to interpret the present time?" Here ends the reading. I grew up in a church where passages like this one were regularly a part of the preacher's sermons. We were always told to be on the lookout to see the signs of the times. Every traveling evangelist had at least three good sermons about the second coming of Jesus, the end of the world, and the looming prospect of eternal punishment in the fires of hell. These sermons were emotional appeals for congregants to get ready for the end of days and to be prepared to stand before God's judgment seat. As a kid, I was often petrified that I would be unprepared and thus suffer the fate of damnation. This was no way to instill within me the love of God, but it certainly put the fear of God in there. As I've reread today's passage from Luke, all I can think about is, how does the church go about interpreting this present time when there's so little love and so much fear? These days, I know plenty of people who don't need a preacher with a scare tactic. They're plenty frightened already. Every day's news seems to bring a new crisis or scandal or epic catastrophe to fret about. The challenge for the church is not to shrink from facing all of these difficulties. The challenge for the church is that in the midst of these difficulties, to proclaim its message of hope, to see these signs of the time, to read the present time not as a time to give up hope, but as a time to double down on it. Lately, I've been convinced that the way we resist the temptation to disengage from the world around us is just that, to refuse to abandon hope. In my childhood church, the only hope the preachers could give us was that if we said the right words and believed the right things, Jesus would help us escape from the world. I now believe that the reason we need to be good interpreters of what's going on in the world around us is so we can learn how to live more faithfully within it. The truth of the matter is, as followers of Jesus, we are called to be people of good news in a world of voices attempting to convince us about who we should fear, who we shouldn't trust, and who we should hate. If we're not careful, we can fall victims to those voices and lose our way. For me, anyway, that's why this season of Lent has been such a gift. I feel like this season has given me the opportunity to reconnect with a few spiritual practices which really ground me when I'm feeling anxious and fretful, and to be honest, practices with which I had lost a little bit of touch with over the last several months. Again and again, I return to the awareness that I am not alone on this journey of faith. Because of this assurance and the community of faith we call the church, you and me, and people we don't even know around the world in the communion of saints across the millennia, I know that together we will be led to wise decisions and right actions for the welfare and peace of our world. And as we become instruments of God's peace and live our lives in hope, we will be witnesses for the new life Jesus offers the whole world. Imagine that. People coming to Christ because they are intrigued by hope. That would be a good sign for the present time indeed. Let us pray. O God and Father of all, whom the whole heavens adore, let the whole earth also worship you, all nations obey you, all tongues confess and bless you, and men and women everywhere love you and serve you in peace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.